Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Munoz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Magrain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lofton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Jose Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Berga, who tags Munoz, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires to first and has Phillips trapped. There's the throw to Vizquel, who tags Phillips for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Alomar scores. Vizquel moves to third. Lofton moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel tags and scores. Lofton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murray moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Munoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Murray steals third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Martinez. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Martinez. Franco reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ventura moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ventura moves to third. Two outs. Jose Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munoz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martinez. Bell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Tartabull catches it. Bell tags up. Here's the throw to Gielen, who relays to Ventura, who tags Bell for the double play. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Gielen moves to third. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Julian Tavares now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Gielen scores. Phillips scores. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5 to Indians. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Harold Baines. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Eric Plunk now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kreuter pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Jose Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kreuter now catching. Bill Simas now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Alomar strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Martinez, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Franco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Munoz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.